This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, fill our hearts with praise, with rejoicing, with a song today. Lord, let it overflow our grateful hearts for who you are and what you have done. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for mercies that are new every morning, for your great faithfulness and compassion toward us. Lord, we praise you this day. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, you are worthy. Wonderful Jesus. Wonderful Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Jesus, you are worthy. Precious Savior. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We rejoice in who you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Wonderful Savior, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. In the red hymnal, 316, number 316. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well. Though trials should come,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
We bless you.
Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Calvary stream is flowing. Calvary stream is flowing. Flowing so free for you and for me. Calvary stream is flowing.
Calvary Stream could be flowing here, and it could be flowing in California for our sister's husband. It could be flowing for all of our families and in all of our situations, even though we're here, perhaps thousands of miles away at Kodum Camp. Reminded of something that happened in our church recently. We had a man in his 30s that was coming to our church for the last couple of years, and he started to express to me that he had a couple of friends he wanted me to join him in prayer for. In fact, two friends, the three of them since the sixth grade, had known each other. They were in the same class. And throughout the years, they had still stayed connected, but he had come to the Lord, and they hadn't. Well, not too long after we prayed, a friend of his, the second one, started coming to church with him. And now the two of them were asking us to pray for the third friend. There was only one problem. This friend wanted nothing to do with God. In fact, he said that he was an atheist. He didn't believe in God. And he had been through so much in his life. He had gone through war in Afghanistan. He was a police officer for NYPD and had seen such sin that had discouraged him. He had great problems in his marriage where his wife had left him. And he was very discouraged. And they kept encouraging him to come to church. And they would try to pray for him and talk to him about the Lord. And so they came to me and said, "We really just feel this is the time God wants us to spend in prayer for our third friend." And so for 2 weeks we prayed. And who walked in through the door one Sunday morning? Their third friend came in to the door. And the second time he came, just a week later, he came to the front and he gave his heart to Jesus. And just a couple of months later, which was just before I came here to Pilgrim Camp, we had a baptismal service with 8 people who were baptized. 6 of them were men. And one of those men was this young man who not only gave his heart to the Lord but was baptized.
Hallelujah.
He's come to every Sunday service, every Tuesday men's Bible study, every Thursday adult Bible study.
Hallelujah.
For the last 3 months, and he brings his 3 teenage daughters with him.
Hallelujah.
God has miraculously just saved his soul.
Yes,
and I know that God wants to do that in the lives of many that we're connected with. And it's an honor to bring people to the Lord in prayer. And to be an example, to be a witness, and to just allow the Holy Spirit to use us and to lead us. Sometimes when we're testifying or a song is sung or a sermon is preached, people will feel God speaking to them directly. I've had people come to me and say, "You have to stop talking about me." So I didn't even know I was talking about you. But it's God working in us and through us to touch the lives of others. And I'm so thankful that he can simultaneously not only reach those around us, but he's still reaching us and working in our hearts and in our lives. He's a good God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. He is at work. He is at work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Today is the day that we typically pray for our campers for their hike day. Brother Paul, is there any word on that? Okay, we're waiting for weather, but so they were postponed, but they may still go. So let's pray, Lord. We pray your protection upon these girls today as they hike this mountain. We pray, dear God, that above all, you just bless their time, Lord. That as they go their way, you would minister to them. You'd give opportunity for encouragement and for counselors to minister, Lord, even if as you instructed the Israelites and the parents, as you're on your way, instruct your children, teach your children, show them the ways of God. And Lord, even today, as they go their way, Lord, may there be rich blessing. And Lord, a drawing near to you. So Lord, we ask that you would go before them, Lord, and just bless this time today. Lord, for all else that goes on here at camp throughout this day, we pray a continued sense of your presence in our lives. Lord, that we would be attuned to hear your voice and to walk in your presence. For your glory, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.